This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden pledged Sunday to tell Russia to abuse human rights. The upcoming face-to-face meeting with the Kremlin leader comes amid levels of tension not seen for years, with Washington recently dialing back ambitions to little more than establishing a relationship in which both sides understand each other and can work together in specific areas. Since taking office, Biden has imposed new sanctions against Moscow over cyber hacking, repeated meddling in presidential elections, treatment of jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny, and the military conflict in Ukraine. Yet another focus is on Russian-dominated Belarus, which caused an uproar last week after authorities forced an airline passing overhead to land, then arrested an opponent to President Alexander Lukashenko who had been aboard. Egypt and Israel held high-level talks in both countries Sunday to shore up a fragile truce between Israel and the Hamas militant group and rebuild the Gaza Strip after a punishing 11-day war that left parts of the Palestinian enclave in ruins. Egypt's foreign minister received his Israeli counterpart in Cairo on Sunday as part of Egypt's efforts to revive the Mideast peace process and to build on the ceasefire in Gaza, according to the ministry. The Israeli embassy in Cairo claims it's the first public visit by an Israeli foreign minister to Egypt since 2008. As part of the ceasefire efforts, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hosted Egypt's intelligence chief in Jerusalem. An Egyptian official said the intelligence chief would also meet with Palestinian officials.